Hi, this is Maddie Witter, and today we're going to be talking about the first week of reading. The first week of reading is different from the rest of the weeks of the year for a couple reasons. First, you have a ton of routines that you have to teach to your students, and those routines don't take a full class period. In fact, some of them will only take a few minutes to teach. Secondly, students don't yet have the stamina to read for 25 minutes, like they will by the third or fourth week of the school year. You have to build to that amount of time. Therefore, you're going to have to fill the time that they would be reading for that 25 minutes with other things in the class period. There are five criteria for considering when developing that first week of reading class. The first is dividing your class into smaller chunks. Divide your class into three or four small chunks. Each small chunk will have its own discrete aim. For instance, one thing you need to teach your students is how to enter and exit the classroom. That would be one chunk of the class. The second thing you should do is still teach those chunks following the traditional I do, we do, you do, gradual release of responsibility format. Avoid just telling the students what you want them to do or pointing to a poster that has the rules. The reason why is it's really going to go in one ear and out the other. The students aren't going to retain the information. Show them, give them time to practice or talk about it with a partner or the whole group, and then allow the entire class to do it together. Thirdly, when planning, consider planning in a dual purpose way by linking your lessons to the big picture. You want your students eventually to be independent readers who have a fervent love of reading and learning. Try to message that daily, whether or not you have it written on a poster and connect to it, or you really incorporate it as part of your planning. Next, make these chunks kid friendly. You want kids to enjoy them, and one way to do this is to just create a hook for each of these chunks. When planning kid-friendly material for your students, avoid thinking of the activity before thinking of the aim. For instance, you don't want to come up with some really cool game where the kids are throwing balls and laughing and having a great time, and then try to link that to a routine that you need to teach. Always start with what you want the students to be able to do, then come up with an activity that the kids will enjoy. Finally, when you teach the routine, be sure to spiral, reteach, review, and remind that routine throughout that week, throughout the next week, and throughout the entire year. According to Malcolm Gladwell in The Outliers, we don't become experts or have something in our muscle memory until we've done it 10,000 times. We might not have time for 10,000, but we can sure do it many times. So make sure that you are spiraling that routine over and over. This is Maddie, and thanks for listening.